You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not to have that feeling of saying, oh, I got my seatbelt on. All right, I got my shoulder harness on. I'm ready to roll. I agree with a lot of things that he said, and he talked about a lot of the things that maybe we just sometimes don't want to believe, and maybe just it's the agitation, it's the irritation, it's the frustration of what we've watched in the last two games for a team that was up 2-0, that was moving the ball really well and was playing like a team. Now all of a sudden you find yourself in that fourth quarter, third quarter, and everyone's trying to do everything by themselves, and it all falls apart.
Let me just throw this at us before we get going here. Keep in mind, we have a lot of basketball still to play here. At the very least, you've got...
eight quarters?
At the very least, you have two games, okay? We'll see how it goes. There's still time for this team to show that this team is ready to make the next step. And it's more than get out of a playoff series with Orlando. You win this one, you go and you have a chance to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah,
beat the team that's ahead of you.
I can't see past tonight's game. Right?
Probably Boston. Well, but if Brian's going to look big picture on this, and that's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a great idea. But this hasn't been written yet. Now, that said, the team's been a good regular season team. Is there a disconnect? Is it? And he has said, lots of talent on this team, and it's not meshing. If it's not meshing, and we find, let's just say it doesn't go well in this series, or you get smoked by Boston, and it doesn't mesh. Okay, why do basketball teams mesh? Could be just the talent, that maybe the guys don't play well together.
I think this team has talent.
I think this team has talent, too. But that talent alone doesn't win it for you. Ask the Phoenix Suns. You know, they just got smoked. And they have Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, among others. And they just got smoked. So talent alone doesn't get it done. They have to mesh and play well together. Is that on the players not getting it done? That's one possibility. Is it on the coaching staff not figuring out how to put a system in place or make it mesh with the talent that you have? That's a possibility. Or is it that you have the front office put a team together that doesn't click because it doesn't have enough variety in its parts? That's a possibility. Don't ask me which one it is. I don't know. But if Brian thinks it's not meshing, and you get through this postseason, and again, regular season is just fine, and it really is. I mean, that's where you make the most of your money, Andy, your 82 games. But you get smoked by the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs, and if you can't get by an Orlando team that it looks like you orchestrated to play in the first round,
mm-hmm.
Well, then there's something amiss.
Hey, well, we talked about chemistry. We talked about, you know, this whole being a team thing. Do you find it interesting then that when they won 18 out of 20 games during the season that they weren't whole? I mean, they had injuries to core players throughout that 20-game swing, and that they weren't exactly every player. I know every player's not healthy right now, but you were playing with guys that were – I mean, you had stars that were out during that run, And I think we're all kind of surprised that
you had good players who were out.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think this team has one star player.
Okay, your best players, your core players on this team.
Yeah, you were down one or two of them.
At all points during that run.
Yep.
So what does that tell you about where they are right now? That it, maybe when the chemistry wasn't what it was built for, they were better off? I think that's what I struggle with, because when they were in that stretch of, you know, winning 18 and 20, I'm like, man, imagine what they're going to be like when they're whole. When the core players are all out there on the floor. Maybe they were game one, game two Cavalier that we were all hoping for.
If you could make it work. And at times they have. Andy, there are times this looks really good.
Games one and two.
Don't you think?
Early in the games one and two, they moved the ball. They had a purpose. No one looked like they were trying to force anything. Everything was coming natural. They were hitting baskets. Now, I mean, look, you're going to get cold. They looked like they were in the right position to play the game underneath. There were opportunities for offensive boards and offensive points that way. And then maybe I'm asking the wrong question. I'm asking the fans where the panic meter is. Where's the panic meter for the players out on the floor when things aren't going right? Now all of a sudden they're trailing. I mean, they didn't trail until – what, like 10 minutes into game three? They led the entire series until about 10 minutes into game three, and then they took like a 14-13 lead or something like that in game three. And then ever since then, it's been like, whoa. Although they did have the nice lead in game four, they just let it slip away. And it's hard to understand this team.
It crashed away.
Well, it slipped and then it crashed.
Did it slip then crash?
Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, you kind of... Sometimes, like, you know how you feel like you're going to fall? And you're like, oh, I'm falling.
And then you catch yourself?
I'm falling. Oh, look at that. Face on the floor, right?
Nice.
I fall. And I can get back up, so I'm okay. Lewis is in Shaker Heights. Hello, Lewis.
Guys, I asked the same question around about 3 months ago. I'm like, is Darius and Donovan vibing? I could tell back then. I'm like, they're not vibing. I'm like, either they don't like each other. And I asked JP, I'm like, is Darius popping because he's not the man anymore? And that's possible. Because how old is Darius? Like 21? 22? He's still a kid.
He's another year or two.
He is.
He's 24.
That age thing is what holds me back from getting super upset with him during the game. I'm like, all right, well, maybe this doesn't get better as he gets older.
All of a sudden, this is your team. Now, all of a sudden, it's not your team. And you're going from being the man to not being the man. Are you pouting? I mean, that's the question. They don't get along. They don't get along. I don't know if it's on the court, off the court, two alpha dogs, but they definitely, there's no chemistry between them, and they don't get along. And when we went on that run, who was out? Darius and Mobley. Now they come back, we can't win two or three games straight. I'm kind of concerned because Orlando's like, they blew us out by 40 and 30. They can beat us. They was like, y'all wanted it.
Oh, no. They know they can beat us and beat us down. They know it.
Right. Yeah. Y'all wanted us. Y'all take the game to get us. Now y'all got us. They think they can beat us. I'm worried.
Lewis, thank you. Panic meter high for Lewis.
Andy, two smaller ball dominant guards. There's nothing more needs to be said. Is there anything more that needs to be said? I mean, that's if it's not going to mesh or it doesn't mesh to everybody's standards or expectations, it's because you have two smaller and they're not, 5'8", but you have two smaller ball dominant guards and both of whom want to be the man. I can't blame Darius for wanting to be the lead dog on this thing. But I think you win.
But we saw in games one and two when he steps back and lets Donovan do his thing.
Or when Donovan steps back and Darius does his thing. The problem is, if somebody has to step back, are you getting the most out of your team? That's the key. And is that the players? If you have to back up to get the most out of a team, then maybe it's not a great fit. Or maybe your coaches haven't come up with the right scheme. or maybe your players aren't able to play selflessly enough.
Let me just say, honestly, Andy,
I don't know which one of those it is, if any. Maybe it's going to work. Let's hold out that possibility, can we?
Look, I don't
maybe
want,
this still works.
I don't want to go back to LeBron and that era all the time, but somehow, some way, we knew that in the end, for sure, that Kyrie didn't want to play with LeBron anymore. But yet, somehow, they figured it out to win a championship.
Yeah, but you know why they figured it out, Andy? Because one guy was 6'1", with mad ball handling skills, and the other guy is 6'9", and a physical freak of nature who also was able to pass the ball. They both weren't the same type of player. They couldn't have been more polar opposites as a player, I think. And they were a great mix because of that.
216-474-0092. Tony's in Ravenna. Hi, Tony.
Tony.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Look, I'm going to be straight to the point. I think our biggest problem is Bickerstaff is not able to make adjustments. I think that's it. Simple as that. He come in with a good game plan. They countered. They made some adjustments. And it's not just this game. It's not just this year. It's been over his career. He's not been a good coach when it comes to making adjustments. Give me your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, if you watch the third quarter in the last two games, you have a real hard time arguing with that point, Tony.
Was the direct quote in-game adjustments or something that's made up by the media? Was that the direct quote?
I heard it secondhand.
Oh, okay. All right.
Supposedly, JB said that in a post game. I didn't hear it. And then Jonathan Peterlin talked about it extensively.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make adjustments. And I don't, it's not even in game. How about in locker room at halftime? Now, JB has said, look, we've spent 2 days trying to figure this thing out. And we think we got it. They think they have it. Let's see what they look like. I mean, I hope they come out tonight the way they did in games one and game two, reminding you that they're on their home court. Our fans lifting them, despite how low ticket prices are. Our fans lifting them to that home court advantage that we've seen for a long time now. That we know our fans can make a difference in these games, but they got to make baskets. They got to move the basketball. They got to play defense. They got to be able to let the big guys get a chance on rebounds instead of just firing up threes left and right that have nowhere to go and no hope for rebound. Or entering the paint with no plan, just no plan, trying to make something happen that always ends up turning into a turnover.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's frustrating. But I think they have the talent. The question is can they pull it out and not see a repeat of what we saw last year against the Knicks? Where are you on the panic meter? Where are they on the panic meter? 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.